Title: Saturate an Amen Style DJ Intro with Crunchy Sampler Texture in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, in this lesson we're going to take an Amen Style DJ intro and make it feel like it came off an old sampler. Think Akai, Inu, that crunchy, slightly compromised, slightly unstable texture but still hitting hard on a modern drum and bass system. And the keyword today is workflow. Not let's stack 10 plugins and hope. We're building a repeatable device rack, performing a few smart macro moves, and then resampling so the sound feels printed. That's the difference between distortion inserted and this is the audio now. We'll end with an intro that's 8 to 16 bars, DJ friendly, filtered and teased at the start, steadily opening up, with grime that backs off right before the drop so the drop feels huge. First, session prep. Set your tempo somewhere in that modern DNB range, 170 to 176 BPM. Create a few groups so you don't lose the plot, a drums intro group, maybe a drums drop group if you like to keep things separate, an FX slash risers group, and a bass group even if the intro is mostly drums. That's not aesthetic, that's discipline. You want the intro to be a tool you can rebuild quickly. Now, headroom. Aim for about minus 6 dB peak on your master while you're building the intro. You can put a limiter on the master as protection, ceiling at minus 0.5, but don't lean on it. If you're slamming the limiter just to feel excited, you're going to make bad decisions fast. Now step 1. Get the Amen behaving like a DJ intro tool. Drop your Amen loop onto an audio track. Turn warp on. For warp mode, you've got two main vibes. Complex Pro is smoother if you plan to pitch it around. Beats mode is nastier and often more authentic for break manipulation. If you choose beats, set preserve to 1/16, and start your transient somewhere low like 0 to 20. Too high and you'll get clicky edges that can sound fake later once we saturate. Pick a stable 1 or 2 bars. Something that loops cleanly, no weird flam at the end. Then consolidate it, so you're working with a clean, committed chunk. If you want maximum control, do the classic move, slice to a new MIDI track. Slice by transients, use the built-in slicing preset. Now you've got a drum rack, and you can rearrange hits, create variations, and basically speak in the language of jungle. Arrangement-wise, think like a DJ tool. Bars 1 to 4 is the tease, filtered, band limited, tension. Bars 5 to 8 you introduce grit, maybe a hats layer, maybe a little reverb tail that hints at space. Bars 9 to 16 you bring in more mid-range and density, maybe some pre-drop snare build energy, reverse hits, small edits that give landmarks. Now step 2, we build the crunchy sampler intro chain. This is the core rack. You can put it on the Amen Audino track, or on the drum rack group bus if you're slicing. But before any distortion, here's a coach note that will save you hours. Set a crunch target with gain staging, not vibes. Put a utility at the very start of the chain. Use it to normalize how hard your loop hits the rack. You're aiming for consistency. Roughly around minus 18 dBFS are a message going into the chain. Not a law, just a repeatable input level. That way, when you map a drive macro, it behaves predictably across different breaks. Now the chain. First, EQ 8 for pre-shaping. High pass around 30 to 40 HC, fairly steep. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 400 HC by a couple dB. And if you want the saturation to bite, a tiny boost around 2 to 5 kHC going into distortion can help. Keep it subtle. You're setting the distortion up to react a certain way. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between plus 4 and plus 10 dB depending on the source. Turn soft clip on. Turn color on, and set that color amount somewhere like 1.5 to 3.5 for edge. And then, very important, trim the output back down so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. If you can't bypass the rack and have it be roughly the same perceived loudness, you're not making a fair decision. Then redux, where the old box vibe really happens. Bit reduction around 10 to 13 bits. For sample rate, try 10 to 22 kHC. Lower is more obvious aliasing. Then keep dry slash wet conservative, maybe 10 to 35%. If you go too hard, hats turn into fizzy sand, and that's one of the fastest ways to kill groove definition. Then drum bus for glue and transient shaping. Drive maybe 5 to 20%. Crunch 0 to 20%. But honestly, tiny amounts go a long way. Decide what era you want. If you want smeary jungle, pull transient slightly negative. If you want modern snap, push it positive. Boom is usually off in the intro unless the loop is thin. Then you can use boom lightly around 45 to 60 HE. Then glue compressor, lightly. Think printed feel, not crushed. Attack around 3 milliseconds to let some snap through. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Soft clip-on if you want a little extra control. Then auto filter for DJ intro movement. Use an MS2 or MS4 filter type for that tasty resonance. Map cutoff to a macro. If you're low passing, start around 200 to 500 Hz and open it to something like 8 to 14 kHz by the later bars. Keep resonance moderate, like 10 to 25%. Too much resonance is how you accidentally create mastering pain, because that whistle will bite your head off once you're loud. Now, workflow move. Group these devices into an audio effect rack. Name it something you'll actually reuse, like Amen Intro Crunch Print Me. Make macros, filter cutoff, saturator drive, redux amount, drum bus transients, maybe glue threshold or makeup, and a post-air EQ shelf if you want. And here's an advanced flavor option, the undersample then re-emphasize trick. Before distortion, gently low pass around 10 to 14 kHz or pull down a high shelf a couple dB. Then after distortion, add a small presence bump around 3 to 8 kHz. That's how you get density and bite without that brittle redux sandpaper. Now step 3, resampling. This is where the authenticity happens. Create a new audio track called something like Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record 8 to 16 bars while you perform your macros. And I want you to treat this like hardware. Don't automate 20 parameters. Perform 3 to 5 macro moves with your hands. Filter opening. Slide right up in saturator drive. Redux wet coming up early for character, then backing off before the drop. You're basically playing the processing. Once you have a good pass, consolidate it into a clean 8 or 16 bar clip. And now treat that printed audio like a sample. You can even turn warp off if you want it to feel more sampled and less time stretched. Or use Beats Warp if you need it tight. Either is valid. The point is you've committed the texture. Extra coach note, if your intro has big filter moves and pitch tricks, consider printing two passes. First print a tone pass, distortion, bit, comp, filter performance with stable warp. Then do a timing and pitch pass on the printed audio, tape stop, pitch pulls, micro stutters. This avoids that weird warping into distortion artifact that can blur the groove unpredictably. Now step 4, DJ utility cues. This is the stuff DJs feel even if they can't explain it. First, the half-bar tape stop or pitch pull. On the printed audio, automate clip transpose or use a shifter. Drop the pitch somewhere from minus 3 to minus 12 semitones over half a bar. For smoother pitch, Complex Pro Warp can help during the move. Then add a short reverb tail after, so it feels like a dramatic pull, not just a weird bend. Second, reverb throw on a single snare or hit. Set up a return track called Verb Throw. Add hybrid reverb, plate or hall, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, EQ the reverb, high pass 250 to 400 Hz, low pass 7 to 10 kHz, then automate the send on one snare in bar 8 or bar 16. This gives space without washing the whole loop. If you want that classic TJ intro haze without wrecking transients, do it frequency selective, high pass the verb harder, like 500 to 900 Hz and low pass 6 to 9 kHz. You can even compress the reverb return lightly and duck it with sidechain compression from the dry break. That way the tail sits behind the drums instead of stepping on them. Third, a noise bed or vinyl layer. Keep it subtle. You can generate noise with operator's noise oscillator, record it, and keep it low. And pass it around 2 to 8 kHz. Saturate gently and tuck it way down. We want air, not his takeover. Also, do a quick mono check at some point. Throw a utility on the master or intro bus, set width to zero, and make sure the snare doesn't vanish and hats don't phase out. DJ style filters and wide reverbs can do sneaky damage. Now step 5, make sure the intro lands hard into the drop. Here's the classic problem, crunchy intros can soften transients so much that the drop doesn't punch, even if it's technically louder. So in the last 1 to 2 bars before the drop, reduce grime. Pull redux wet down or bypass it. Slightly reduce saturator drive. Open the filter fully right before the drop. And then when the drop hits, it should be clean, full bandwidth, and confident. Here's a slick arrangement trick, the clarity fakeout. In the final 2 beats before the drop, hard cut most distortion or crossfade to a cleaner chain. Open the filter fully and put a tight room reverb on the last snare only. The ear here is clean, so the drop feels bigger without you needing to push the master. Now, pro options for darker, heavier DNB. 1. Parallel Rec Bus. Create a return called Amen Rec. Put a saturator with drive plus 10 to plus 20, soft clip on. then redux, maybe 8 to 12 bits, sample rate 8 to 16 kHz, then EQ, high pass at 200 Hz, low pass at 8 kHz, then a glue compressor heavier, like 4:1, fast attack, and crucially, high pass before the heavy distortion if you can, somewhere 150 to 300 Hz, so you don't turn the low mids into a foghorn. Send your amen lightly, like 5 to 15%. This keeps the core punch while adding evil edges. 2. Mid-side control. On the intro bus, use AQ8 in M/S mode. High pass the sides at 120 to 200 Hz so low end stays centered. Keep the body in the mid. This helps club translation and keeps your filtered movement from wobbling the low end sideways. 3. Micro timing feel. If you slice the amen, nudge a few ghost hits slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds, or use the groove pull with light swing. Too tight is sterile. Jungle and rolling DNB often need a tiny human imbalance. And one more advanced variation if you want the intro to morph. Build a two-chain rack. One chain is clean, light saturator, minimal comp. The other chain is crust, heavy air redux, drum bus crunch. Map one macro to crossfade chain volumes. Automate it so the intro gradually becomes the old box, then snaps cleaner right before the drop. That's a very pro record move because it creates contrast without adding new elements. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. Overdoing redux. If hats become fizzy sand, you're killing definition. Use less wet, higher sample rate, or do it in parallel.